back to Abundantly More.
Happy week two of season two. Woo, woo,
woo, woo, woo. Get it? 2022?
Season
2020?
2020 is so fun so far.
Yes,
I was about to say,
so
you guys might have heard a third voice in the mix. We have here Asia Bestie.
Asia Bestie.
Asia Bestie, AJ, Avalanche, Affleck.
Evangelist.
The Valley of Ajalon.
Pick your poison.
Joshua 10, 12.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Hey, the shoe fits.
Hey,
the shoe fits.
To each your own.
Hey,
if the court visions fit.
The court visions, hey, you got your florals, post
Well, as you guys might have remembered from our vault episodes, go listen to those. Ajalon is a pivotal member in our little friend group called Vault. She is one of our dearest friends who we love, and we love the wisdom that the Lord's given her, so we're going to be giving her some air time today.
Yeah, we are.
So, welcome,
Ajalon. Thank you, besties.
Thank you for being on today.
We're also known as Girly Pops.
Girly Pops.
The GPs. Yeah. Okay, what are we talking about today, Gracie?
Okay, guys, today we're going to be talking about this past fall semester.
All of it.
Because I feel like we've been very MIA, stands for missing in action. And so we haven't really been able to talk about anything and, like, how the Lord's moved in our lives, in our hearts, and around just around us. So that's kind of what we're going to touch on today. We don't really have a structure to it, so we're just going to kind of go for it.
We loved starting this semester with y'all and really hated that we couldn't finish it with you guys. So we're going to start this semester and end last semester together in this.
Yeah.
So
we learned a lot this semester. We learned a lot.
We want to hear about y'all's semester, too. Yeah. Y'all know we say this in a different way every episode, but our DMs are always open. Personal friends that we know, you guys have our numbers, our Snapchats. Like, you guys are, we are, well, Gracie may not answer, but I'm at least always a call away.
Bro.
we're always willing to talk you guys through anything and send us your prayer requests, your highs, your lows. We would love... I love getting texts from Kiesha when, you know, when
shout
we drop
out Kiesha.
Shout out Kiesha. Could not say that sentence.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
When we, like, are consistent with it, she'll, like, send me her highs and lows of the week. And it's literally my favorite thing ever. So please send me your, find a way to send me your highs and lows. But yeah, so highs and lows of your semester. We're going to listen. Ready, go.
Okay, start with your high.
Oh.
What?
Get it, I guess.
Look at the Lord doing things.
Wow.
Okay, now you're low. That's so sad. I'm so sorry.
It's okay, though. Yeah. It's okay.
Not really a knee slapper, but, you know.
Hey, we sympathize.
Not really a knee slapper.
We empathize. We have a great high priest who's able to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So let's get started, guys.
Oop.
Gosh. It's flown by.
It's flown by, but it's also been so long,
so
like, in
long.
The same, I don't know. It's hard. Mm-hmm. It's been a learning semester for sure. I think the last time that we talked about our semester was with Vault.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really cute thing.
Thanks, I drew that.
Do you want to read it?
It says, get out of the way of your own heart.
Hashtag Chris Renzema, or Renzema. How the heck you say his last name?
Oh. Sorry, shout out Chris. I think in, like, the last time that we talked about our semesters, I said that I was in, like, a very, like, stagnant place, like, I wasn't really moving. It was just very chill, and I think the semester has been everything but the word chill. I say we because, like, me and I don't even know if I said we, but, like, I'm referring to me and Ajalon because me and Ajalon kind of have the same friend group. But it's been we have the exact same friend group.
Thank you.
And but Sarah Margaret's had a very not chill semester too.
Sorry,
so we've learned a lot. A lot of ups and downs, highs and lows. But I wouldn't take any of it back, and I'm glad that we went through all that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so does someone want to go first, or do you want me to? Or?
No, I mean.
No, I don't want to go.
I'm thinking, and I'm you know, reflecting on the semester right now. I mean, the semester, I just think the thing that we can't take for granted with this semester was the hardships in it.
Yeah.
And that goes for all three of us and our listeners. Don't take the hard for granted. No matter what we talk about here, no matter what it forces you to reflect upon, don't take the hardships for granted. Because the Lord's able to redeem it. I know you guys have things that the Lord has redeemed from your past that he did so gracefully. So as we talk about this and we talk about the joys and the sorrows, don't regret things, because it's not worth regretting, because it's going to be used in some way or another. So
that's good.
Yeah. This is my little preface, if you will. Do we want to let our guests start?
Do you want to go, or?
I mean, I don't mind going. Is there like a question I answer?
You can just kind of start like August, like getting back into the swing of things. Mm-hmm. And
oh yeah. I think, hi, sorry. Asialon speaking.
Yeah. This is Asia Bestie.
I think kind of picking up where we left off when all of us were on here, I said that the one thing I kind of feared going into the school year was that it was going to be like a basically a redo of freshman year. Not really getting to do anything, because at that point COVID cases were back up, people were getting sick again, and probably going to have restrictions and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, by the time school had started, things had kind of calmed down, which I'm thankful for. But I just went in with this excitement because I had no idea what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of things. We got to go in class in person, which is really nice, because sitting alone in your room with a computer, that can be very isolating at times when you're supposed to be living the college life. And when, I mean, like us, I like to think that we're doing it in a way that is honoring unto the Lord. And so we're not just like out, whatever, like we're literally here for the community and getting to do that, getting to go back to the well, like running full force the way we couldn't last year, kind of being spaced out, and you can really gather and chit chat and all that kind of stuff. We had to be out for the sake of nobody getting sick. We got to experience the fullness of Bryant Denny Stadium this year.
Oh yeah.
Which is
we did.
That was probably one of the biggest highs. I mean, being in there is awesome.
Roll Tide. Nick Saban, if you're listening, I'm a big fan.
John Metchie III. Bucky's
We're praying
asking
for
you.
Bucky.
He's up from his nap.
But yeah, this semester I got to lead a life group with my little bestie, Kaylee. Shout out Kaylee Stevens. Love you. She's leaving me soon, so tear.
Yeah.
But I mean, life group was definitely one of the biggest highs of the semester, getting to lead other upperclassmen girls. We went through the book of 1 John, which was really sweet. And if you know the epistle of John, it's a tearjerker. Sometimes it's a wholehearted thing. So that was really sweet, getting to go through that with them and kind of seeing the Lord's heart behind doing life together, especially in a group of college girls where I mean, we live on a campus where you don't really see a lot of college girls coming together to read the Bible and just get to know one another like that. So that was really sweet. Just getting to get to know people, making amazing friend groups. Shout out to the troop. Shout out
all
to
the troop.
Justice. Just the Just Us. Sorry.
Yeah, Just Us.
Justice.
Sorry.
And Just Us.
Justice and Just Us.
So, yeah, community played a huge role in what made this semester great. And so
absolutely,
those are some of the bigger highs when it came to school. Yeah. I'm thankful for that.
That's really good. That's really good. What would you say was the biggest thing you took out of 1 John?
Ooh, let me flip to him.
She's flipping. Hey, it's going to be back here.
I have lots of.
Oh my gosh.
Let me flip through it. Yeah.
I was in Asialon and Kaylee's life group, and I will just say that that's probably like, yeah. Sorry, I'm thinking. That is the best like life group or small group that I've ever been in. Just the leaders were so trigger warning intentional.
Oh my gosh.
We'll explain that.
And just everything that. Do you have baby lips?
Yeah, I do.
Why is that giving me a 2008?
That's what I'm saying. 2008. Who? It's 2020. Okay, sorry,
don't
guys.
Don't hate on my chest.
She just put out baby lips. Oh my gosh.
I loved
That life group, and like the girls were amazing. And like one of the things for me was that whenever Kaylee or Asialon would ask like a question or like ask us to reflect on something, like I would sit there and I would think, and then the girls would like just start speaking, and every single thing that everyone said, I literally had to sit there and just chew on it. Like, I don't think I've ever been around that so much wisdom. And it was crazy because I'm like, oh my gosh. And like, it just really like showed me what community was and how a life group and like small group should be. Mm. Just because the way that they spoke about the Lord and Christ, like it really just like pushed me to want to get into the word more. Mm. So that's really cool.
That's really good.
Yeah, I'm looking at all mine. I write a lot. I'm
oh, she did write a lot.
Yeah, and I had sticky notes that I have put away. I left my well journal too, so that's okay.
Yeah. But yeah, life groups were amazing. Mm. Haley and Ajalon does such a great job.
Mm-hmm. As I'm reading all of my notes and stuff, I think. So what Kaylee and I would do is that we would read through certain sections, you know, like in the Bible. Well, like, yeah, in the Bible, certain passages are like sectioned off and like with different headings and stuff. So we would basically read through one or two of those headings and pick out a few questions. But as I'm really thinking back, one of the main themes that we kind of pointed on throughout each section was how can we convey the beauty of the gospel to people who don't believe? And how can we love them well, knowing that there is a chance that they will never come to believe and they will never really accept the love of God, never really accept us as a friend wanting to love them that way because they don't know what it means to be loved in that way.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, so I think being confronted with that...
Go ahead and flip.
being confronted with that, I mean, just... the hard truth, you know, there are people who sadly will never come to know the love of Christ, who sadly, and even more sadly, won't even want to know the love of Christ because, I mean, through their own understanding, their ways are better. But we always pray and pray for the sovereignty of God into their hearts and all of that. But I think one of the high points was just realizing that just because someone doesn't believe isn't an excuse not to love them well.
That's really good.
So like I think I touched on it at the last podcast. Like my old roommates, they were non-believers, and it was really hard trying to get them to come to things because once I mentioned they were at church, they would kind of shy away. But they came to a few events here at the church, and they were eager and they were excited to like just be around people and things. And even they were going to stay for the well outside service, but then it rained out. So, but I mean, really just seeing the faithfulness and the Lord's hand and just being like, you just don't stop because they immediately reject. You keep going, you keep pursuing because I mean, kind of, I don't know the verse, but endurance is what is honorable, you know, the constant pursuit, because that's the way that Christ pursues us, even knowing that, like he has already won our hearts, yet he still pursues us because he knows that he is what our hearts desire more than anything. So, and just being able to continue to love people the way that Christ loves us, because if we don't love people with the love of Christ, how do we love them at all?
That's good.
Deal.
That's really good.
Write that down.
Mic drop. All right, so that's the end of the episode.
See you guys next week.
Like I said in the last one, I didn't find the quote in the last episode, but I actually found this one this time. But I'm reading Chase the Lion, and it's a really good book. It's very encouraging. And Ajalon was just talking about, like, just loving your neighbor, even if they don't have the same beliefs or the same mindset as you. And in this book, it was talking about David Wilkerson, who felt called to minister to the gangs of New York in the 1950s. And it's talking about this story with him when one of the like the warlord of the street gang that he was ministering to got up into David's face and threatened to kill him. And this is what David said back. You can cut me into 1,000 pieces and lay them out in the street and every piece will still love you. And I read that and I was like, what? That is just a glimpse of the Father's love for us. And every day how we can neglect him. But yet he still loves us. And so just when I was reading that, it was so convicting because like, it's easy for me to be mad at one of my fellow believers. It's easy for me to be mad at my brother or my mom. So I'm like, this guy threatened to kill him, and he said every single piece of him would still love him even if he did so. I was like, geez, talk about conviction. I thought that was really good.
Well, that's so good. I mean, I've always had to remind myself, like, if you ever don't feel loved, look at the cross. And that'll just put you on your face right there.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. There's a powerful feeling that the Lord lets us have when we love so much that our body physically hurts. It's indescribable, but it's powerful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so good. Do you have things?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was waiting for y'all to finish, but you had said something about, Gracie had said something about, like, even despite the fact that you don't love me, I'm still going to love you with all that I have. Mm-hmm. And I'm reminded of the beautiful book of Hosea, which is one of the
I love the book of Hosea.
Like one of the most beautiful depictions of how
good word.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm like a former legal studies student.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. She works
in the law school. JD. Sorry. But yeah, just one of the way that the Lord betrothed himself to a promiscuous people, knowing that time and time and again that they were going to leave him. And in chapter 2, starting from verse 19, the Lord is saying, and the section header is Israel's adultery forgiven.
Jeez.
Just the fact that it's forgiven, that's enough to lay you out.
Yeah.
But verse 19 said, the Lord is saying, I will take you to be my wife forever. Mm. I will take you to be my wife in righteousness, justice, love, and compassion. I will take you to be my wife in faithfulness, and you will know the Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
My mind is breaking.
It's just like, it's the
unfailing
love of God.
Would you say? Talk about my visceral reaction.
Oh, my gosh.
I read a little footnote beside it, and I said, even in all of our depravity, he is more than willing to reunite us with him. Mm. He will strip away our idols and set us in a place of intentionality. Excuse me. It was there when we were most humble and most willing to acknowledge him.
Wow.
So, that's really good.
All right, see you guys next year.
Yeah, we're going to chew on that one for a couple minutes. After this, I heard what seemed to be the loud voice of a great multitude in heaven crying out, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for his judgments are true and just. For he has judged the great prostitute who corrupted the earth with her immorality and has avenged on her the blood of his servants. Once more they cried out, Hallelujah! The smoke from her goes up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God who is seated on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. And from the throne came a voice saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, all you who fear him, small and great. Then this is Revelation 19:6, the marriage supper of the Lamb. Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the roar of many waters, like the sound of many peals of thunder, crying out, Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was granted her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. And the angel said to me, Write this. Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true words of God. And then I fell down to his feet to worship him. But he said to me, You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers who hold to the testimony of Jesus. Worship God for the spirit. For this testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I could read the rest of Revelation 19 talking about the rider on the white horse, but
we'll let you guys read that.
If I read it, I'll cry. So I can't. I held it back. I mean, goodness gracious.
No words.
There are no words that I legitimately feel like my heart's about to beat out of my chest. Mm-hmm. Like, the love of the Lord is.
Mm-hmm.
The love of the Lord is.
God is love.
And love is God. But God is also holy. And holiness is also God.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. That's heavy. But
yeah.
That's sweet. Goodness gracious. Praise God.
Yeah.
Okay. G, what you got for us?
Wait.
Oh, she's finding something. More like.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
I was thinking more of this.
Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power unto the Lord our God. For what?
For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent.
Wrong word. Lord our God, He is wonderful. That's the best part. Oh, praises be to the King of Kings and the Lord our God. He is wonderful. We're not going to Sunday service it up in
I'm
here.
I'm
not
a singer. I'm sorry.
No, that was good, Adrian.
I don't have tone the way others do.
Oh, you have a good tone.
Hey, you've got,
you have good
tone. He's got a good tone.
Yeah, he does. Roll that dice.
Where to start? Where to start?
I'm still on all this.
Me too.
Goodness.
What are some of your highs? Or your
we're going to do highs?
Your giddy moments.
I just think a lot about how I think on the Vault podcast, which I need to go back and, like, listen to that because I want to hear, like, my expectations and, like, what I look forward to for this semester to see, like, how it kind of lined up. But I think me and you both talked a lot about community and how we weren't really able to fully, like, dive into that because of COVID and everything and just the way that our freshman year turned out. But, wow, did he answer that prayer. Mm-hmm. We have been surrounded with some of the best people. And oh my gosh, just really, really, really amazing people, who have taught us a lot, about intentionality and like spontaneity. Did I say it right?
Yep. You're valid.
So I think like that high is definitely like just community as a whole. Like Adrian said, like we went to a lot of, football games and like bonfires afterwards, like just with those people and
the fire pit.
So it was just really sweet to see how God calls us to have biblical community and how that plays out.
Sorry, I took a selfie.
It's just really sweet because I mean, of course, I've had like Sarah Margaret and Asia Lawn and like Vault and everything, but just the way that we're able to connect to people who we haven't known our whole lives and who we didn't go to school with, it's just really sweet. Hey, okay, yo. So we actually went through
bit of a rough patch.
Yeah, a very rough patch.
A rough 24 hours, actually. Yeah.
It really was like 24 hours. It was literally like 24 hours. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it taught us a lot, and I think that it's, like, grown, like, our kind of core group, like, a lot closer together. And so I'm going to just go over it really, really vaguely and really quickly. But basically a situation happened. Me and Adrian were kind of upset about how everything played out. And something that I personally need to work on and something that I've become very, very, very aware of, like, freshman year and then this past semester, was that I owe it to myself. If I'm upset about something, I can express those concerns. I think a lot of the time I'm like, oh, I'm being, like, a nuisance. Like, I don't want to make it, like, be dramatic or anything like that. But a lot of the times when I let stuff like that build up and build up and build up, then I have the tendency to, like, not explode, but just be like, okay, I'm done with this altogether, and I'll just cut it out. And we also had another situation where that happened again. And so that's definitely something that the Lord's been walking me through is, like, when an issue arises or when I see that someone is not to that standard that they should be to and I'm close enough with them that I can bring that up, that I have every right to say something but out of love. And it can't come from that place in my heart where it's like, oh, I want to see you fail or, oh, I want to be rude about it, because that's not what Christ would do, and so why should I be able to do that? So I think really just walking me through that and how it looks to have, like, a biblical confrontation, that's really what I've learned a lot this semester, several instances, actually. So basically me and Ajon were upset about something, and we weren't going to say anything about it, and honestly, we were being very petty about it, and I will admit that now, like Sarah Martin's face, like didn't want to talk, didn't want to express any concerns, like nothing. Like we were just kind of done. And Sarah Margaret was like, oh, well, you guys really need to talk. Like all of y'all just need to talk. So we ended up sitting down, and just the way that everything was handled, like, wow. It was really good. I don't know if I've ever had to have a conversation like that. So it was very scary going into it and just being like, what, like, I have no clue what to say. Like, I have no clue how this is going to go. But I found that in moments where I don't know anything or I don't know how it's going to play out, that's when I rely on the Lord the most. He has a funny little way of doing that. Hang on, let me see if I can find it. I'm reading through Exodus right now. And It was talking about, oh, it was on whenever the Israelites were, like, in, I forgot where they were, but anyways. And they didn't have any food or anything.
They were in the wilderness.
Well, yeah. It said, like, a
specific place.
Yeah, oh, I can't remember what it was. But, okay. Yeah, they were on their little excursion. Their little exodus.
their little sabbatical.
Their little exodus, get it? Their little sabbatical. And,
Oh my gosh.
They just time and time after again, like the Israelites, geez, they make They're me so, so mad sometimes. Then I'm like, I'm an Israelite all the time. yes, this worked. I mean, yes, this worked. Yes, this happened. Oh, don't get me started on that. But yes, this happened. But like, also, it's kind of like an allusion to us, like to the to the person that I am. Because how many times has God proved to me, like, oh, He is faithful. Oh, He is just. Oh, He is so loving. And still, I have the I actually have no room to say, oh, but God, like, I can't believe that you brought me this far to do this. I can't believe that you got me all the way over here, and then now look at me, now I'm stranded. And that's exactly what the Israelites did literally so many times, and it makes me so mad whenever I read it. And then I'm just, like, blaming it on them. I'm like, oh, come on, like, you guys are so dumb. And I'm like, wait. And so basically they were complaining about how they had nothing to eat, and they were like, Lord, you should have kept us in Egypt. That way we would have had something to eat and, like, all this stuff. When the Lord literally just delivered them from slavery. And so I'm like, oh, my gosh. And so basically the Lord provided, and He was like, He told Moses to tell the Israelites on the seventh day, on the Sabbath, you're not to, like, go get any bread, because He was, like, making it rain bread. You know how He works, rain and bread. And so He said basically on the day before that you need to get, like, double the amount or whatever so that you won't have to go get it on the Sabbath. And people did that. Like, they obeyed. They got double the amount, whatever. And then on the Sabbath, they were trying to go get more. And, like, the Lord,
and
like,
they left it out. They left their stuff out, and the Lord said, like, don't leave it out for the next morning. Each day He's going to provide exactly what they needed.
Right.
I think we're talking about two different situations.
No, this is the same one, that was before. He told them that they could have some left over on, I almost said Saturday, on the day before the Sabbath. on the sixth day.
Saturdays are for manna.
Yeah, hey, Saturdays are for the manna. Saturdays are for the manna. He said on the sixth day that they could have some left over until morning, but the first 5 days they weren't allowed to. You were only supposed to get what you needed. And, the Lord is very intentional about how He sometimes has to make you follow His commands. And that's what I found with myself, like, in my life. A lot of the times I'm like, ugh, I don't, like, I got this. I can do it myself. And then the Lord will literally, like, no, you cannot. Like, you have to rely on me. I had to rely on the Lord in that conversation and, like, just going into it. Because me, I like to know what everything's going to, like, play out like. But in that situation, it was like, so many people involved. It was like, I don't know how this is going to go. We just met these people in, like, September. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just a situation, and just the way that the Lord made the Israelites rely on Him, and they made Him obey His commands, because He didn't rain bread on, almost said Sunday, on the Sabbath. He, like, they had to follow His commands, because He didn't give them another option. And a lot of the times we take the Lord's opportunities for granted. He'll let you mess up. He'll let you mess up. He'll let you mess up. Sometimes you cannot mess up. You have to follow exactly what He says, or it's not going to happen. And it's not, like, you have to. There's no other choice. So that's something that I've really learned too, was that biblical confrontation is necessary. And I say biblical because it's very easy to go out of a place of anger.
100%.
That's something too. Like, during this whole situation, I was like, I cannot talk to these people. I cannot have a conversation if I know that I'm going to just be jumping at them and, like, not listening to what they say. So that's really important too. But just now looking back at that, I think, like, the whole friend group is a lot closer, and we're just able to talk to each other now. But yeah, that's kind of, the Lord's been working on my heart a lot. I haven't been in scripture as much as I have been, like, now, like, ever in my life. So that's really good. And I just feel really close to Him. And it's so, like, for years and years and years, I was like, why is the Lord not speaking to me? Why can't I hear you? Like, why, like, all this, like, why? And I'm like, 'cause my Bible is closed. Like, my hand was over His mouth as He was trying to speak to me.
That's so good.
I was was literally sitting there, and I was so, like, in the moment, I was so mad. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, like, oh my, like, I'm so nice, like, I'm so this, I'm so that, and I'm like, am I? Because, like, scripture, oh my gosh, it's truth, like, it's his word, like, and I had my Bible closed, and I wondered why I wasn't hearing him, and I wondered why I didn't see things working out in my life. The Lord is always moving. Sometimes we have our eyes closed. There's always opportunities in front of us. Sometimes we have our eyes closed. So that's also something big on the semester, is just like being intentional with the way that I spend time with the Lord, because it was either A, I didn't do it at all, or B, it would be like a checklist thing and I'd be like, oh, perfect, now I can go hit and play softball. So yeah,
that's so good, dude. That y'all write that whole thing down.
And with the likes and the and the...
All of it. Every single
word. I have to process.
That's so good. Yeah, that situation was really challenging. It was very refining. That community has changed a lot in good ways. And, you know, biblical confrontation is so useful for stuff like that. I don't actually remember if I've ever referenced it in other podcasts, but I've been in confrontation with believers that has ended horribly, and has ended with me absolutely being heartbroken and losing a lot of people. So going into this conversation, I was terrified.
Gosh. We all were.
Geez. We all were. I was ready for the worst. And, you know, when the Lord provides, he provides. Like, manna was, you know, it was sweet like honey. And these, this community, these it was a, you know, it's a co-ed group. So these boys that we're friends with, they're sweet like honey, and their friendship is good for the soul. Like, and that's what manna was. And, you know, biblical confrontation and that refining of, you know, the relationship and, you know, each individual person, it's iron sharpens iron. It's going to make you sweeter. It's going to make you more pure.
Yeah.
Talking about like a refiner's fire, like a potter's clay, like it's going to shape you into more things. Gracie's doing the hand motions for
I like really a want to do like a pottery class.
I do so bad. It would be so much fun to just like get your hands dirty. I'm sorry. But yeah, I mean, that was a rough.
But talk about patch. Growth. But talk about growth. We all grew through that.
We did. And you know, there are things now that, you know, we're having to figure out and kind of learn to live with in a different way and kind of a new way. That was really good. That was really challenging, some of the things that you said. But we are going to end part one here of our semester recap. We don't want to take up too much of your all's time. Just kind of break it up, make it easier for you guys to listen. But we will be coming back for part two to get any final remarks. Unpack some more things from our semesters and talk about mine, because I haven't gone yet. So, yeah, we'll see you guys.
Hear you guys next week.
We'll hear you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.